Well, football fans are often accused of being fickle, and I suppose we've seen a little bit of that this week. There's been an element of horror on Red Passion from some people about Wrexham actually losing a game to Forest Green, and a little bit of an overreaction to the fact that we've now lost one in our last 17 league matches. But in a way, the minds of the football team player, the dynamic of a team is a little bit fickle as well. And so in some senses, they're right to show a little bit of concern. I think Andy Morrell anticipated that in his press conference after the Kettering match. He could see the team, I think, had a lot taken out of them by the Brighton game and was struggling with injuries as well. And he almost foretold defeat on Tuesday. Not trying to say he was defeatist at all, but he did say that we will lose at some point. And we mustn't make a big deal of it. And here I am doing a little audio boo on it. Oops. But he's right. It is something to be careful of when you feel invulnerable, when you just keep winning, when you keep getting results, sometimes not playing your best, but you always manage to squeeze something out of it. Then that defeat can hit you hard, a lot harder than if you're fairly inured to defeat as well. So, firstly, it's good that we're going to have a break after today. Very good. Secondly, well, we need to make sure we don't have a hangover at all today. We were lucky last Saturday after the Brighton match. We needed easy opposition. In Kettering, we got it. We'd have to hope, I think, maybe that we'll be allowed that same luxury again today. Bath are bottom of the table. They're no mugs. I was impressed with them when we beat them 2-0 up at their place. AD Britton really tries to get his side to play well. But he appreciates he has to play within his means. That might be what defeats him in the long term. Certainly, looking at the table, they look fairly doomed, to be honest. But their results recently show that they are still scrapping away. They may be having some disappointing defeats, but not getting hammered quite as often as they might do if they felt it was a lost cause. We've got to hope maybe they're a helpful opposition, because this Wrexham side is strong. This Wrexham side is certainly equipped to win this league. But sometimes you get those little moments of uncertainty in a squad. We just have to remind yourself of that. Today, and then 2 good weeks of hard work in Colliers Park might just be what we need. Just to remember that the Forest Green game is natural. It's what Andy Morrell said. It's a defeat, which all teams go through. Let's not make a fuss of it. Let's just carry on winning and have another 16-match unbeaten league run. Big game, I think, today, but even bigger fortnight afterwards.